The Speed Up Sound with Kyle Meredith.
Gary Clark Jr.'s last couple of years have been seemingly nonstop. He released his sophomore LP, The Story of Sonny Boy Slim, in 2015, helped score Deepwater Horizon in 2016, released a live album in 2017, and most recently covered a classic from the Beatles for the new Justice League movie and Neil Young's Ohio with John Batiste and Leon Bridges. It's those two covers that sparked our conversation. Kyle Meredith at The Speed of Sound.
Tin soldiers and Nixon's coming. We're finally on our own. This summer I hear the drumming for dead in Ohio.
How did that, especially the three of you guys, get put together for that one?
Well, the idea of working with Leon and John was something that we'd all talked about. Leon reached out, said, come to Fort Worth. I got John coming. We're going to do this thing. This Ohio cover for this film. I was like, all right, well, the three of us from Fort Worth, I'm sold already. You know, part of Ken Burns' film, double sold. So we showed up and did it, man. We had no idea really what we were going to do or how we were going to approach it. Mm-hmm. John just started playing that piano, man, and we just fell into it.
How can you run when you know?
The other cover that you just put out is of The Beatles' Come Together. Mm-hmm. That's for the Justice League movie. And I know that, you know, on one side, Come Together because it makes sense because all the comic book characters are together. But the timing couldn't have been more appropriate in that sense, especially when you're talking, you know, with a song like Ohio as well, you know, for that to be the two-sided coin.
I think that it couldn't be a better time to have these songs kind of, you know, show up in my life.
Here come old backdrop, here come grooving slowly.
When I see these people out here at these festivals or at these shows and the response, we haven't been playing it for that long,
yeah,
but to see people sing along to it, and people of all walks of life, it really means something. Mm-hmm. About how powerful music is and how art and storytelling can bring people together. You know, you let that guard down and it's like you hear these songs or you see that film and you can relate, you know what I mean? And it's like you got to get past this, the crap, you know what I mean?
All the rules that you use and abuse it, no one knows you can take this confusion.
Your last record, I mean, that came out, turbulent times indeed were still happening, but, mm-hmm, you know, it was during the Obama administration, and we still had that going for us.
Right.
But you know, that's whatever's coming next, has all of this affected your writing?
Yeah, definitely. All this stuff has affected my writing. It's affected my mind. I'm more angry.
Sure.
I'm pissed off, so, you know, you might hear me singing love songs, you know, my first albums and this and that, but what the stuff that I'm writing is just, it's not pretty at all, you know?
I mean, I was hoping for that, personally,
yeah,
you know, because for a lot of artists, I'm going to say this in the worst way,
okay,
but something like this is almost, I was going to say it's a gift, but it's an opportunity. You know, is there a sense that you're hoping that this changes someone's mind, or is this just to reflect what you're going through?
It's a little of all that, to reflect what I'm going through, to maybe spark some sort of an idea, which I think can lead to a civilized conversation.
Every day, nothing seems to change. Everywhere I go, I keep seeing the same old thing.
I found it interesting, you know, you came out the first record, you know, it was really important that you said, I am more than just a blues player.
Yeah, yeah.
But I also felt that on that second record, you almost doubled down and said, but I'm an awesome blues player.
I'm completely unfiltered. I'm more free artistically than I've ever felt in my life, and I don't care what anybody says anymore.
Yeah.
You know, so, I mean, I'm, you know, I'm at home, I'm making beats. We were in Nashville with the guys, and we rented a studio for a day on a day off, and we hit everything from country. I was obviously inspired, you know, I walk in the, you know, up and down the street and see
every honky tonk within 5 feet
exactly
of each other.
Exactly. Right, so we're, you know, I'm going off on that tangent. I'm doing soul, funk, R&B, heavy rock songs.
Yeah.
I'm just going.
Don't you know that I love honest I do.
I'll bring up one of the old cliche questions because I know fatherhood sometimes affects writing, and
yeah.
I'd be more curious if that's affects like finding the time to write. Has it changed you, like being able to, at any point of inspiration, pick up that guitar or the pen?
Yeah, it's been interesting to find time. I don't sleep when I'm home. So the house is quiet, you know, when everybody goes to sleep.
Yeah.
So I kind of hang out for a minute and everyone kind of checks out, and that's when I'm going.
That's it.
So I'm up till 4, 5, 6, and then he's up at 7, 8. And luckily my wife will let me sleep in for a couple more hours. But
something you can't see.
You know, but I'll be sitting around and I'll be writing something, or he'll just bust in and he'll be like, "Nah, I don't like that." You know, and I think I'm onto something fantastic, and he's like, "Nah." But it's funny because he makes me kind of check myself. Children are very honest about what moves them and what doesn't,
mm-hmm.
and so I pay attention to it. You know. So it's
affected
me in that way. He's about to be 3.
Yeah, so this next record is going to be approved at least by a 3-year-old.
You know DJ Khaled's son, like, produced his record? You know DJ Khaled?
Yeah, I know him, but I didn't know that.
Yeah, like, so he credited his like,
amazing
8-month-old with, like, producing his album.
Yeah.
Which is showing love, you
yeah.
know. So, Young Z might get a credit, you know, produced by.
You are my lady, I am yours.
That's Gary Clark Jr. hard at work on his next LP. For more of my interviews, head over to Facebook or Twitter at Kyle Meredith. And thanks to Brad Yost for co-producing this episode. And from the studios of WFPK in Louisville, Kentucky, I'm Kyle Meredith at the Speed of Sound.